This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1276. Vocabulary that ebbs and flows, but always scores highly.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Get ready for Band 9 vocabulary that can make your IELTS score swing wildly upward. Today we share five phrases for making comparisons that are perfect for both speaking and writing. Aubrey, how are you?
I'm great. I'm excited for this vocabulary episode. I feel like this is going to be so useful for everyone listening. So,
yes, I love doing vocab episodes. All right, guys. So, today's episode is thanks to a YouTube subscriber, Muklisa D. So, this person left a comment, thank you very much, on the video for podcast 1207, all about overall trends. So, it makes sense that this question relates to academic task one vocabulary. But here's the thing, guys. We thought of amazing vocabulary that, yes, you can use on academic task one. But honestly, this vocab can be used in for so many IELTS topics in speaking and writing. So we're going to read the question and then teach you some amazing vocab. And then finally, we'll show you this vocab in example sentences.
Yes, I love this. This is really high level vocabulary that is going to be perfect for IELTS task two as well. And speaking part three, I mean, all over speaking. Totally. So this is going to be super useful for you to, and they're a little more generally applicable than some vocabulary that you might not have a chance to use. A lot of these, if you learn them, practice them, you can fit them somewhere on your exam.
Totally, totally. So the question is, hello there, is the verb oscillate synonymous with fluctuate? So yes, it is. There's the quick answer. Fluctuate is, like, it sounds like a good word, but it's not rare. It's not interesting because every IELTS student learns that word. Like every IELTS student learns that word
to describe numbers
that go up and down. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So it just means changes, varies, but there are a lot of ways to say that that not every IELTS student knows how to say. Oscillate is a good example. Muklisa, I think, saw this in that video, and that is a great synonym that is higher level that most students won't know. And today we're going to give you several other options when you want to say that something goes up and down.
Yeah, because think about how many things change, like everything, literally, like everything changes, right? So we will give you examples for like emotions and mood and money and luck. I mean, but I think almost everything that IELTS is going to ask you about changes. Like, that's just the nature of literally everything. So how useful is this vocab? Yes. Let's get into this. Let's get into the phrases. So the first phrase, guys, this is kind of slangy. I would say it's informal, so not for writing task two, but the synonymous phrase with fluctuate could be all over the place. So all over the place also means like unpredictable and varying widely. Right.
So I use this a lot when I'm talking about my thoughts, like if my thoughts are all over the place because I'm changing my mind a lot. Emotions will definitely talk about being all over the place. Right. We just mean they're changing frequently. Right. Often and sort of extremely. Right. These aren't very minor changes.
Yeah. I guess another definition would just be like unfocused. You know, like very unfocused. Because I use this a lot too, because we're both very busy people. And sometimes we'll be talking to somebody and we'll forget what we're saying or whatever. And then I'm just like, oh, sorry, I'm all over the place today. Right. It just means like, oh, I'm thinking about so many different things right now.
And I'm realizing this would be such a great thing to say if you do feel a little flustered with the way you start answering a question to just totally. Stop and be like, sorry, I'm all over the place right now. And then pick it back up, right? Just such a great native phrase for IELTS speaking to admit like, okay, I was a little flustered there and now we're back.
Totally. That's so good. That's so good. All right. So the next phrase is swing wildly. And this is like a straight up synonym with fluctuate a lot, you know, perfect for academic task one. If numbers go up and down dramatically, swing wildly. So that one is easy to use for numbers or for anything that has big changes, many big changes. Okay. The next one, varied exponentially. What an impressive phrase.
Yes, just this verb vary means to change, to create some kind of change variety. But when you add exponentially, band nine, varied exponentially. Totally. Amazing for task one to talk about numbers changing a lot. But you can use this to talk about money, weather, luck, anything that could change a lot. You could definitely use this on both task two about important issues that change a lot because this is more formal sounding. But speaking part three, absolutely.
Exactly. It's so impressive. Anytime, guys, we teach you these phrases that are so descriptive, right? Like not only are the vocabulary words themselves very strong, but put together with that verb adverb construction, it's so descriptive and high level, just working in as many great words as you can. So definitely, guys, I hope you're writing all of this down. All right, the next phrase, differs dramatically. So that means just like very different, right? Changes a lot. Again, just very general meaning something changes a lot. You can say it differs dramatically. I think this is especially useful when we're making comparisons, I would say, to try and use it in those topics, like for speaking part three. Like our culture's definition of punctuality differs dramatically from other high context cultures or something like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. You can see how useful that would be for task two, right? If anytime you're comparing two things for both writing and speaking, these are definitely formal enough, high level enough for both writing and speaking.
Totally, totally. And then the last phrase, ebbs and flows. This is an idiom. It comes from the tide, right? Water ebbs and flows. It comes in and out. It ebbs and flows. So this is idiomatic, but formal enough for writing task two and speaking part three. Just means sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad.
Exactly,
so easy meaning, easy thing to use in a lot of different places. All right.
If you are a band 5 or 6 student, then your study plan will look different than if you are a band 7 or 8 student. But you need to know your estimated score range to know how to prepare. Take the next step and get your estimated IELTS band score. Answer a few quick questions and get your score plus resources to push that score higher at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Okay, Aubrey, what is our first example of the vocab?
Okay, if you are asked a question where you can talk about your mood or your emotions, you can use both all over the place and swing wildly. Here's a good example. I have to admit, my emotions can be all over the place sometimes. I try to regulate them by doing meditation and exercising, but they still swing wildly sometimes.
That is true. I wrote that example and it's all true.
It's true for me too. I didn't write the example, but I'll own that. I'll claim that.
I think a lot of people can resonate with this example. Okay. Yeah, I think you could tell. We can be dramatic sometimes. It's okay. Everybody's emotions are all over the place sometimes. It's okay, guys. Okay. The next example is about money, very common IELTS topic. So here is a sentence with some new vocab. You could say, the amount of expendable income I have at my disposal has varied exponentially throughout my life. yeah, I think, again, that is true for everybody.
Probably, yeah.
But what an easy introduction into like specific details, you know, talking about a time like when I was in university and I was surviving on pasta and canned tomato sauce. Like, I remember eating that every single day. It was like the cheapest meal. And then to a year that was really good and I made good money and maybe I got to like travel or something.
So shrimp and steak and all these lobster.
These it all comes be, back
all
to
of
food.
This vocabulary is so useful for all of those questions where you're asked to compare the past and the present, right?
Yeah,
and
if you want totally.
To you know, talk about how your life now is very different from your childhood, or our culture, the you know, technology is very different from the past. Every one of these are going to be a great opportunity to boost your vocab score with this new vocabulary.
And that's a very common speaking part three function that you guys are asked to communicate, is comparing the past to the present. So yeah. Oh, these are so useful for that. Okay. We have two more examples, guys. Here's one about weather. Again, common IELTS part one topic. You could say the weather differs dramatically when we head into the mountains up north. So if you're describing your hometown or your country or the weather where you live or have lived, you could use this sentence.
Yes, absolutely right. And that's the thing, to be asked about weather, it might be tricky for you to immediately think, okay, how do I make this interesting? How do I use great vocab? This is a great way to do that, right? Figure out a way to answer the question and then compare the weather to somewhere else. It can be at a different, you know, where someone else you know lives or where you go, a different time in your life, right? Make a comparison to the weather somewhere else to get this great vocab in there.
Totally. And it's just occurring to me now that all of these phrases would be great for part two stories as well, because they're so descriptive. And hopefully you guys are telling a story that has a lot of detail in there to express. And I think a lot of these phrases you could fit in for sure.
Yes. And if you get to where you feel like you don't have a lot more to say and you haven't hit that 2 minutes, what a great opportunity to share how, whatever you're talking about, how it was different in the past or
totally.
How it's different in another part of the world, right? And then use this great high-level vocab, and that's going to extend your answer as long as you need it to be.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, like describing a person and you run out of stuff to say, to start comparing that person to yourself, right?
Totally.
There's so many ways you could use this. Okay. Let's give this last example here. Aubrey, what is a great sentence about luck?
Okay. Yeah. If you're asked anything that has to do with if you're lucky, if you're a lucky person, you could say it ebbs and flows, right? This week, I've had a terrible time. My car broke down. My cat got sick. But maybe next week, I'll win a prize or something. I'll win a free.
I never win prizes.
Me neither.
I don't have that kind of luck, I got to say.
I can't even think of how many times I've looked at a raffle ticket and like listened and then that feeling of disappointment.
I know. I don't win. Okay, guys. So we would love for you to watch this on YouTube. This is episode 1276. Every single podcast you can watch the video of on YouTube, and leave some comments on this video, guys, and use today's vocabulary. All right. Awesome. Thanks, Aubrey. This was fun.
Yeah, so fun. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.